Right, the model of that pattern, the entity of said.
We are in chapter 28.
We're having chapter 28.
And that's the last chapter.
On the capítulo.
Next week, we're going to begin the study of the book of 1 Corinthians.
The next year, we're going to begin the study of the book of 1 Corinthians.
You can begin now to get ready for next week.
Also werden wir nächste Woche Freitag, können wir schon mal anfangen, die Korinther zu lesen.
We'd like to, to have a Bible to read along as we study this week.
Sind es wichtig, dass ihr mitlesen könnt, während wir jetzt durch die Kapitel 28 lesen?
So if you ran off and forgot your Bible this morning, we'd like to put one in your hand. So just raise your hand.
Bitte legt eure Hand, dann geben wir euch eine Bibel, damit ihr mitlesen könnt.
We've got English, and we've got Spanish, and we've got German.
We have English, Deutsch, Spanish.
French, Arabic.
English, Arabic.
We don't have Swahili, so I'm sorry if that's your name.
That is meant for our reading life.
Well, let us know. We'd like for you to have a Bible this morning.
Especially in English.
Again, that's Acts in chapter 28. We're going to begin.
Apostelgeschichte 28.
Let's pray and let's get into our study this morning. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to study your word. Father, you tell us that this book is a unique thing. It is a message from you. And it has one clear focus.
And
that is your Son, Jesus. Father, use the time today to speak to our
hearts.
Ask his name in Jesus' name. Alright, when we left off last week, Paul was on the island of Malta.
Letzte Woche haben wir aufgehört, als Paulus auf der Insel Malta.
He was there with 276 of his BFFs. Actually, he's traveling with Roman soldiers and murderers and thieves. And they're not really happy
people.
Most of these men are on the way to Rome to be murdered, to be killed in the arena of Rome. They have suffered from 2 weeks of violent storm in the Mediterranean. For 2 weeks, they couldn't eat or sleep. Probably seasick the whole time. I can tell you from personal experience, that's not fun. Their ship was destroyed in the storm. The owner and the captain lost everything. And they washed ashore on an island that they've never seen. They're cold, they're exhausted, lack of sleep, lack of food, they're wet, and it's wintertime. I'm sure not many of them are agree with
you.
But it is morning. The Bible says that joy comes. After the storms of life and after the problems, the difficulties that we have. God puts them on this island
Weiher.
And the name Malta means refuge.
Und der Name Malta bedeutet Zufluchtsort.
So God is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Und Gott ist der gleiche, gestern, heute und morgen.
I can remember times in my life when I was in a storm.
Ich erinnere mich an Zeit in meinem Leben, als ich gestürmt bin.
Not a literal storm.
Nicht so ein kleiner Sturm.
Financial, emotional.
Vielleicht finanziell oder emotional.
Long off course, no stars, no sun to guide me.
Ich war total abgekommen vom Leben und keine Sterne, und nichts, was mich hätte irgendwie, woran ich mich hätte orientieren können.
But God is always there in the storm.
Aber Gott ist immer da, mitten im Sturm.
And at the end of the storm, there is a refuge.
Und am Ende des Sturmes gibt es ein Zufluchtsort.
God has a plan in our lives that He's working on.
Gott hat einen Plan für jeden unserer Leben.
And in His plan, He brings storms, but He also brings the calm afterwards.
Und in diesem Plan sind Stürme enthalten, aber auch der Zufluchtsort, wenn es vorbei ist.
He always provides that refuge after the storm.
Er sorgt immer dafür, dass es ein Zufluchtsort für die Zukunft nach dem Sturm.
Alright, first one. It says, once ashore, we learned that the island was called Malta. And the local people showed us extraordinary kindness. But they lit a fire and took us all in, since it was raining and cold. And as Paul gathered a bunch of brushed wood, and put it in the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself onto his hand. Now this is a snake, it's not a tar.
Also, Paulus wird von einer Schlange gebissen beim Feuer.
And notice, Paul here is not sitting back, playing his role here.
Also, Paulus ist nicht nur, dass er sagt, ich war der Held, der mich gerettet hat, ich entspann mich jetzt.
He single-handedly saved the crew.
Er hat gerade eben erst die ganze Mannschaft gerettet.
But he doesn't come ashore and say, I'll have a latte.
Aber kommt jetzt nicht an und sagt, bitte erstmal einen Kaffee.
He's out gathering wood to serve others.
Nein, ist aufgegangen und hat Holz gesammelt, um anderen zu dienen.
And check out the reward that he gets.
Und jetzt hört mal, was er dafür bekommt.
The fight with my team.
Eine Schlange weiß in die Hand.
I mean, really, God?
Wirklich, Gott?
After all that I've done?
Nachdem, was ich alles für dich getan habe?
I represented you during the storm.
Ich habe dich repräsentiert während des Sturmes.
I told these people, hey, take courage, God is going to save us.
Ich habe die ganzen Leute hier ermutigt.
And this is what I'm getting. And this is what I get.
Und das ist die Belohnung?
Snake bite?
Schlange.
As it is when we serve that faith will strike.
My answer is well, when you do, then you that the find
Satan is very happy when we are just kind of sitting back doing nothing. You know, as long as we are selfish, or even theological,
or even the alcohol.
But as we begin to put sweat to our beliefs, as we begin to give legs to our theology,
wenn wir anfangen, wirklich praktisch in unserem Leben unsere Theologie umzusetzen, dann wird er zuschlagen.
Satan wants us on the side.
Denn er möchte uns aus dem Bett
bringen. He wants us just sitting back and observing.
Er möchte, dass wir passiv einfach da sitzen und zuschauen.
And there's a degree of safety on the side.
Und es gibt uns vielleicht so ein Gefühl von Sicherheit, am Rand zu sein.
But there is also a stagnation. You see, God wants us in the game.
God möchte, dass wir sozusagen auf dem Spielfeld mitmachen.
Verse 4 and verse 4. When the local people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, this man is probably a murderer. And though he has escaped the sea, justice does not allow him to live. Now, two things I want you to get from
me.
First of all, they have an underlying sense of right and wrong and an ultimate justice.
Die Menschen hier haben so ein Gespür für was ist richtig, was ist falsch und das letzte Gericht.
These guys are pagans.
Das sind Heiden.
They have no idea of the God of the Bible.
Sie haben nie irgendwas von Gott im Leben gehört.
They have no understanding of a good, righteous God.
Sie haben nie von einem guten und gerechten Gott gehört.
And yet they have this basic understanding of right and wrong and ultimate justice.
Und sie haben dennoch so ein Gespür für was ist richtig, was ist falsch und das letzte kommende Gericht.
It's interesting to think about that in terms of what the Bible says the Holy Spirit's job is here on earth.
Das ist ganz interessant, wenn wir uns in der Bibel anschauen, welche Aufgabe der Heilige Geist hier auf Erden hat.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit has basically one job.
Die Bibel sagt, dass der Heilige Geist im Prinzip eine Aufgabe hat.
And that is to convict us.
Und das ist uns zu überführen.
To raise our awareness of three things.
Dass wir uns bewusst werden folgender drei Dinge.
Of sin.
Sünde.
Of righteousness.
Gerechtigkeit.
And judgment.
Und Gericht.
And here we find these three things in the hearts of these men on Malta. A lot of people today question God's fairness.
Und viele Menschen heutzutage bezweifeln Gottes Fairness.
And the Bible says that in order to be saved, we have to put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Und die Bibel sagt ganz klar, wenn wir errettet werden möchten, müssen wir unseren Glauben in Jesus Christus setzen.
And there's some people who just don't like that.
Und manche Menschen mögen das einfach.
They question God's fairness. They ask, well, what about the guy on the island who has never heard of it?
Und dann fragen sie so, was ist mit den Menschen auf der Insel, der noch nie von Gott gehört hat?
Well, if you get people asking that question, take them to Acts chapter 28.
Und wenn es dir mal begegnet, dass sich jemand die Frage fragt, dann kommt der Liebe von den Menschen in der Apostelgeschichte 28.
Wow! We got a whole island full of people here.
Wir haben hier eine ganze Insel voller Menschen.
And every single one of them has this understanding of right and wrong and ultimate justice.
Und jeder einzelne von ihnen hat ein gutes Wissen, was ist richtig, was ist falsch, für Gerechtigkeit und das letzte Gericht.
And the question that remains for all people is, what will we do with Jesus Christ?
Und die Frage, die jeder einzelne Mensch beantworten muss, was macht uns persönlich mit Jesus Christus?
God is completely fair.
Gott ist vollkommen gerecht.
He is perfect and he is good.
Er ist vollkommen gerecht.
And he has made himself known to all people.
Und hat sich selbst allen Menschen vorgestellt.
Nobody has an excuse. Here's the second thing. While they understand right, wrong, and an ultimate justice, their knowledge of how that works out is way off base.
Aber die Art und Weise, wie sie denken, dass sie das widerspiegelt und zeigt, ist unverkehrt.
Their understanding of how justice works out is all about storms and snakes.
Sind sie denken, dass eine Gerechtigkeit widerfährt durch Schlangen und Stürmen?
It's all wrapped up in superstition.
Aber im Prinzip ist das alles Aberglaube.
They observe what they see happen in the world.
Sie beobachten, was passiert in ihrer Welt.
But then they draw all the wrong conclusions.
Aber dann treffen sie nur falsche Rückschlüsse.
They built a belief system based on what seems right to them.
Und dann blicken sie sich so ihre Glaubensfälle zusammen anhand dessen, was sie gesehen haben und was sie denken, richtig ist.
And so they get this, you know, man-made religion, this mythology, this occultism.
Und so bauen sie sich ihre selbstgemachte Religion zusammen mit Kultelementen und allen möglichen anderen abergläubischen Dingen.
And that's exactly what we see in the world today.
Und genau das sehen wir auch heutzutage.
People creating their own belief systems.
Menschen, die ihren eigenen Glauben zusammenbauen.
All religions in the world have this basic understanding of right, wrong, and ultimate justice.
Und alle Religionen der Welt haben diese Annahme von ein richtig, ein falsch und ein letztes Gericht.
But then they build their own little structure, their own framework on that basic understanding.
Aber dann fangen sie an, auf diese Grundannahme ihr eigenes Gemälde der Religion zu machen.
But their system doesn't explain it.
Aber das Problem ist, dass es meistens nicht funktioniert und nicht erklärt.
So, human religion.
Das ist alles menschengemachte Religion.
See, without God explaining it to us, we just make up the craziest thing.
Wir brauchen Gott, der uns erklärt, was er meint, denn sonst machen wir selber ganz verrückte Dinge.
That's why this book is so important.
Und deswegen ist die Bibel so wichtig.
We need to know God's mind about
everything.
So, we left Paul with the snake hanging on his hand. The snake bites.
The
serpent strikes. How many ways can you say it? So what we do when the serpent strikes? Paul shows us in such simplicity. Look at verse 5. However, he shook the creature off into the fire and suffered no harm. When we are serving God, the enemy is right. And when he does, what we need to do is to shake it.
And that is what we need to do, because the water is going up to shake
it. Is it simple to
do? Is it the simplest?
I mean, we get panicked.
We are like an atomic machine.
We get angry.
We get angry.
We lose it.
We are like a good thing.
Paul shows us to shake it. And here's your
point.
People are
watching. Look at verse 7.
They expected that he would swell up suddenly and drop dead. But after they waited a long time and saw that nothing unusual had happened to him, they changed their minds and said, he's a god. Yeah, Paul saw this very same thing when he was in Lystra back in Acts chapter 14. Similar kind of thing happened. Only it went the other direction. It started off that they thought Paul was a god. Because he was
something.
But as the story played out, they said, he's not a god, let's kill
him.
In this story, it starts off with them thinking, this guy's a murderer. He deserves it. But it ends up with them saying, after all, maybe no, he's got it.
Aber nach allem, was sie dann gesehen haben, ändern sie ihre Meinung und sagen,
die people are confused.
Die Menschen sind sehr verwirrt.
But when the serpent bites guys, when he bites us, remember, the people are watching.
Also, wenn wir das wissen wollen, dann denkt an, Menschen beobachten.
People are watching to see what you will do.
Menschen beobachten, wissen, sehen, was sie zu tun haben.
They saw this snake by the horn.
Sie haben gesehen, diese Schlange vor der Tür gesehen.
And then they've seen other snakes, this kind of snake, bite people, and they knew what to expect. But after watching it, says, for a long time, what? The change in mind.
Aber wenn sie eine lange Zeit gewartet und sie geschaut haben, dann hat sie am Ende Meinung geändert.
The thing that they expected to take place didn't happen.
Das, was sie erwartet und eintreffen würde, ist nicht passiert.
So they changed their mind.
Und deswegen haben sie ihre Meinung geändert.
When the serpent bites, the enemy attacks, the world expects a certain outcome.
Wenn wir angegriffen werden vom Feind, dann erwartet die Welt in uns eine ganz bestimmte Reaktion.
They will expect us to freak out.
Wahrscheinlich denken sie, wir würden ausflippen.
To lose our temper.
Dass wir einen Wutanfall bekommen.
Punch somebody in the mouth.
Dass wir irgendjemanden zuschlagen.
Because that's what they do.
Denn das ist die Art und Weise, wie sie reagieren.
You see, when the enemy attacks, we need to remember what the world is watching.
Wenn uns der Feind angreift, müssen wir uns daran erinnern, dass andere Menschen uns zuschauen.
Because when he bites, it's in public.
Denn es meistens ist es so, dass er uns in der Öffentlichkeit angreift.
But as they watch and they see a different reaction, it changes them.
Aber wenn sie uns sehen, wenn sie unsere andere Reaktionen sehen, dann ändern sie ihre Meinung.
They look at us and say, well, there's something different about this person.
Und dann schauen wir uns an und denken, die Mensch, wissen wir was anderes an dieser Person?
They didn't blow up.
Sie sind total ausgerastet.
They didn't drop dead.
Sie sind nicht tot umgefallen.
Something different about this person.
Irgendwas an dieser Person war.
And minds will be changed. But, as they watch us in these difficult times, and their minds are changed, many times they come to the wrong conclusion. All those who being murder in their minds to a god.
Paulus ist jetzt kein Mörder mehr in ihren Gedanken, sondern ein Gott.
And God, sometimes people will make the same mistakes about us.
Und manchmal machen Menschen die gleichen Fehler über uns.
And as they watch us go through difficult times.
Ja, wenn sie sehen, dass wir durch schwierige Zeiten gehen.
And when they see us react in a righteous way.
Und wenn sie sehen, dass wir uns auf eine, ja, richtige und gerechte Art und Weise verhalten.
They can look at us and go, righteous, good person.
Dann können die sich dabei denken, werden wir uns anschauen, wow, diese heilige, gerechte Person.
That guy is really holy.
Wow, der Typ, der ist wirklich heilig.
That girl is really righteous.
Diese Frau ist wirklich heilig.
And our tendency is to go,
ja, yeah, und unsere Tendenz ist dann zu sagen, ja, bin ich.
We cannot take that on to us.
Aber wir können dieses Kompliment nicht zu uns selbst nehmen.
We must not let people throw us on that.
Es ist nicht richtig, dass Menschen uns erleben.
That's a problem for a lot of Catholics.
Und das ist eine Herausforderung, dass wir das tun.
People look at us and they think, wow, holy God. I always let people get kind of close to me when I see that happen. Because when they do, they realize, wow, I'm not a holy God.
Wenn das passiert, dass versuche Menschen besser kennenzulernen, dass sie die Chance, die eben nicht besser kennenzulernen, damit sie mehr einen Weg der ist, gar nicht so heilig.
We're all sinners.
Wir sind alle Sünder.
Saved by grace.
Und wir sind durch Gnade gerettet.
And if we present ourselves as anything other than that, we are taking the word of God seriously.
Und wenn wir uns selbst in irgendeiner anderen Art und Weise darstellen, dann nehmen wir so die Ehre von Gott.
Gee, you're only yourself.
Jetzt sind can't help me.
All right, we're going to get the fast track. We're going to get through the rest of this chapter.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Verse 7. Now, in the area around that place, was an estate belonging to the leading man of the island named Publius, who welcomed us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. But Publius' father was in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. And Paul went to him and praying and laying his hands on him, he healed him. And after this, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. And so they heaped many honors on us. And when we sailed, they gave us what we needed. God uses a storm to bring these people to the island of Malta, to bring Paul to the island of Malta. It wasn't a gentle breeze, it was a storm that God used. And Paul ministers to these
people.
Miracles take place. People are healed. And I'm sure many came to faith in God. God really went through a lot of trouble to bring Paul to the
Bible.
Just think about what God did in your life to bring you to the
kingdom.
I think about the extent that God went to bring me to him. And you know, if I was God, I don't think I would have caused that
much trouble.
And don't worry, I don't think he would have done it for you either. But I'm comfortable with that. It's way out of left field and running as far and as far from God as I
could.
Selfish, self-concerned. God has His way of bringing storms and bringing people into our
lives.
So that we might be able to. He did that in the lives of these people in Malta. He did that in my life, and he did it in many of your lives. God, and he wants to do that with the people in your lives that don't
know.
People that you work with, people that you live around. Give a purpose in bringing you here. 20 minutes here in Germany. What an amazing thing that we could be in this building on this day. I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, could you imagine yourself being in a building like this on Sunday? He's working it out. Verse 11. After 3 months, we set sail on an Alexandrian ship that had wintered in the island with the twin brothers as its figurehead. And putting it in Syracuse, we stayed 3 days. And from there, after making a circuit around the coast, we reached Reykjavik. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and the second day, we came to Puteoli. There we found the Negroes, and we were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so, we came to Rome. Paul was finally arriving in Rome. It has been years that he has dreamed about being here. And now the chapter ends with several details of these last few days before he gets to Verse 15 says, now the believers from there had heard the news about us, and had come to meet us as far as the Forum of Athens and the Three Taverns. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. And when we entered Rome, Paul was permitted to stay by himself with the soldiers who guarded him. People are now flowing to meet Paul, even before he gets to them.
As I mentioned, I think this is also making Paul look definitely still at in Rome.
His letter to the Romans has been in circulation for 3 years. People have read it. And they've got questions. And so they're flocking to Paul. What did you mean by this? What does this say? Many people are coming to him. And Paul was encouraged by that. You know, one of the reasons that we meet on Sunday is to encourage each other. And I know there are a lot of distractions here in Germany. A lot of festivals. A lot of
events.
A lot of shows. A lot of
things to do.
And I think we should take advantage and see those
things.
Well, we need to remember to come
together.
When you choose to stay home because, you know, it's been a long weekend, I'm tired. You're not going to rob yourself of the encouragement, but you rob others. And I understand what a challenge that is. Spend a whole week. Spend time hanging out at
the hospital.
It happens to be a lot.
You can't be the person who's involved.
We need each other. We need to be here to encourage each other.
We're welcome to another. We're welcome to a musical working through an animal.
Verse 17 says, after 3 days, he called together the leaders of the Jews. And when they had gathered, he said to them, brothers, although I've done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. And after they examined me, they wanted to release me since I hadn't committed any capital offense. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. And it wasn't as though I had any accusations against my nation. And for this reason, I have asked to see you and speak to you. In fact, the hope of Israel that I'm wearing is changed. After Paul gets to Rome, he reaches out to the Jews. And then this is what he did in every place that he went. He had this great heart for his own country. And he told him to clear up any confusion. Verse 21 says, then they said to him, we haven't received any letters about you from Judea. None of the brothers have come and reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think. For concerning this fact, we are aware that it is spoken against everyone. The storm did a lot of things. But one of the things it did was to give Paul a clean slate for the next one.
Konstruktion war, dass es sozusagen Paulus seine Weise repräsentiert hat.
The men in Jerusalem, they hated Paul.
Die Männer in Jerusalem haben Paulus gehasst.
We saw earlier how they held a grudge for over 2 years.
They have before seen that the Egyptians had not been fighting.
They wanted him dead.
He wanted them to die.
And so I'm sure that they wrote letters from Jerusalem to Rome when they heard that Paul was going. I imagine some of those letters are in the boat that Paul was on, kind of bottom of that train.
Vielleicht waren einige Briefe auf dem Schiff, auf dem Paulus war, und wir denken, wie sie mehr davon sind.
Sometimes it storms, but then he sends to protect us.
Manchmal schickt er auf Stürme, die wir leben, um uns zu beschützen.
Well, after arranging a day, verse 23, after arranging a day with him, many came to him at his lodging. From dawn to dusk, he expounded and witnessed about the kingdom of God. He tried to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. And Paul spoke to them from the Old Testament. He talked to them about Jesus from the Old Testament. And that is the purpose of the law and the prophets. The law of the prophets are not given to us as a formula for life. It is not here to tell us how to eat and dress and behave. The law has one purpose.
Das Gesetz hat
einen Zweck. To tell us that we're lawbreakers.
Und zu zeigen, wir sind Gesetzesbrecher.
We cannot keep the law.
Wir können Gottes Anforderungen und Gesetz nicht erfüllen.
And so our purpose, our calling is to point people to Jesus. We're not here to persuade people to a particular political viewpoint. Or a denominational position. Our purpose isn't to correct theological understanding. Spurgeon said this, and I thought it was interesting. He said, we are either missionaries or we are impostors. Impostors are a fake.
Also, entweder sind wir Missionare oder wir sind Heuchler.
Those are challenging words.
Das sind herausfordernde Worte.
Verse 24 says, some were persuaded by what he said, but others did not believe. It's amazing how God's Spirit includes the book of
Acts.
Some believe, some
don't.
This is how Scripture divides the world. Those who believe and those who
don't.
They all heard the same message.
Alle haben die gleiche Botschaft gehört.
They all heard the same thing.
Alle haben das gleiche gehört.
Some believe and some don't.
Manche glauben und manche nicht.
Verse 25. Disagreeing among themselves, they began to leave after Paul made one statement. The Holy Spirit rightly spoke through the prophet Isaiah to your ancestors, and he said, go to these people and say, you will listen and listen and yet never understand. You will look and look and yet never perceive. hearts of these people that don't count. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understanding with their heart and be convicted, not be healed. Paul ends with a challenge to these Jewish men who come to see.
I was thinking about
and it is not a feel-good message.
Okay,
he isn't giving pleading with them, oh, please come join me. Paul says that there is more to this than just knowledge. There's more to this than just an intellectual understanding. It is an issue of the heart. Do we have hearts that are soft?
Do we have
hearts that are willing to listen? Do we have hearts that are willing to see? Verse 28, almost. Therefore, let it be known to you that this saying of the God has been sent to the Gentiles. Therefore, and after he said these things, the Jews departed while engaging in a prolonged debate among themselves. And then he stayed 2 whole years in his own native house. And he welcomed all who visited him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with full boldness and without remorse. Again, what an amazing way to end this book. It ends with Jesus, with boldness,
unhindered.
So, in no real sense, this book is not finished. In a sense, it is still being
written.
I'm not suggesting that we need to start chapter 29. But God is being written in our lives. And the challenge that I have for many of you today is your name in this chapter. It is your name a part of the story? Are you playing the role of what God is doing in this present age? The book of Acts is not the Acts of the church, it's not the Acts of the apostles. The book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy
Spirit.
And he is still there. Look at what you told me, Moses. This book really is being written in a very real sense. Again, not literally. But it is being written in our
lives.
Yeah, but we have some choices to make. Are we going to play in the world?
What is the anniversary?
Are we going to be a part of the world?
What is the anniversary of our national society?
I'm going to be to sit on the side of it.
I'm
just kind of waiting for them to come
up. I have to laugh and just be next again.
But God gives us an amazing opportunity. To be a part. He doesn't need us.
That's how
he invites us.
aber in welchem Feind.
And I'm going to invite you today.
Und ich möchte heute dich einladen.
If you don't know Christ, if he is speaking to you today, it's not wrong.
Denn wenn Jesus noch nicht kennt, wenn er heute zu dir spricht und dann kommt,
to respond to him,
dann antworten wir.
You submit yourself to him to hear his word.
Und dann haben wir seine Herrlichkeit.
But for the rest of you who know Christ and who are following
him, for euch, die Jesus schon kennt und folgt,
I'm going to challenge you to step into the things he's showing you to do.
Dann möchte ich dich auffordern und einladen, den Teil in deinem Plan einzunehmen, der für dich gedacht ist.
Das ist great work.
Denn das ist das Lohn für dich. Das ist wichtig.
Father, thank you again for this day.
Father, thank you for this time.
I thank you, Lord, that you chose to record the events of the world church.
Father,
we did good things.
Father, we did good things.
The new students and preacher.
And Father, we did good things.
And Lord, we see them today in the church.
And so now we see them that we are all in every morning.
Father, I just ask that today we submit ourselves anew to you.
That
we will choose to
have
the fully more
trusting
as we come to Jesus.